Good morning, everybody. This is our, gosh, is it already Thursday? It's our Thursday skills call, holiday week. But thank you, as we somewhat talked about at the beginning of the call when everybody was getting on, this is a perfect day for inspiration. It may be hot where you are. It may not be hot, but it's a great time to talk about inspiring our clients. So I have a question for you. Do you like to be inspired?
Yes.
And so what happens when you are inspired by something you read or a person that you're around?
You feel better. You take more action. You take more efficient and effective action for me, I think.
Yeah. What else? Anybody else have something that happens? You want to inspire
others.
Yeah, you want to inspire others. Perfect. What else?
Your mindset change shifts.
Yeah, your mindset changes. Yeah, and I think one of the things that someone said is it makes you want to take action, right? It makes you want to put one step in front of the other. So for your clients that have not been willing to put one foot in front of the other, inspiration is an important way to uplift them and an important way to speak to them. So how can we become skilled craftsmen of inspiration? Because we're not always speaking to people inspirationally. And how can we describe events to maximize their meaning to prospects and clients? I want to read you a quick quote. Whether it's inspiring a nation, launching a product, building a team, or mending a relationship, the right words spoken at the right time can change history. So how would you like to learn to change your history today?
Yes, please.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Yes.
Words are powerful. And they have the ability to inspire, motivate, or persuade, or discourage, dismiss, or dissuade. With your words, you wield the power to plant seeds of either success or failure in the mind of another. And in the process, you reveal who you are, how you think, and what you believe. And this is a quote from Darlene Price, who's the author of a book called Well Said, Presentations and Conversations That Get Results. So in our world of real estate, business language is often confined to the rational and logical. Just tell them the facts, Danko. That's from an old TV show. And this kind of is a second part to the call that I did on communicating through email. Our clients want us to inspire them. And sometimes we're just exchanging cold, neutral language that fills so many of our business communications. We must be like inspirational speakers when we're on a listing appointment and stump for our cause with words. It's not much different than running for office, right, and winning an election. We need to be inspirational. And make no mistake about it, the language of inspiration is the language of leadership. And are our clients looking for us to lead them?
Yes.
That's a rhetorical question. That's a hell yes answer.
Yes.
Hell yes, they're looking for us to lead them. So when we can define the purpose of what's happening in a meaningful way, we get clients for life. And when we can help them believe that no matter what is happening in the world or in their real estate transaction, the future is a positive one, we've got clients for life. And when the world is falling down around us, we can help them see that opportunities are there that were never there before, regardless of events, problems, or issues. So how do we do that? Number one, and this is one of the things that I truly believe in my heart from neurolinguistic programming, we can present a clear vision of the future. So when we can help someone move forward, that's one of the biggest gifts that we can give them. Which sounds better? The industry's changed a lot in the last few years, and I'm really on top of technology. Or my vision is that a revolution is happening right now in real estate, and we can use it to get your home sold. This is no longer the word of dinosaur selling. So which of those do you like better?
second one.
The second
did
one,
somebody,
yeah.
Did everybody else hear the first one, or did it?
Yeah, let me read it again. Let me read it again. The first one is, the industry's changed a lot in the last few years, and I'm really on top of technology. The second one is, my vision is that a revolution is happening right now in real estate, and we can use it to get your home sold. This is no longer the world of dinosaur selling. So can you see how the second one has more impact with the words that are embedded in it that bring meaning to the situation?
Yeah.
I mean, as agents, we'll typically say something pretty dry, like, yeah, the real estate industry's really changed a lot in the last few years, and I'm really on top of it. But what's it like to say to them, my vision is that a revolution is happening right now in real estate, and we can use it to get your home sold? This is no longer the world of dinosaur selling.
That's hugely different.
As I say those words, look at the thoughts that I am very subtly giving them. I'm already saying that other agents probably sell like they're dinosaurs, and that there's a revolution happening. And of course, everybody wants to be part of the latest thing. Everybody would want to be part of that. So which of these sounds better? I will work really hard to get your home sold, or let's be boots on the ground as soon as your home hits the market.
Boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground, because you're creating a visual image with your words. So a little phrase like that can really bring meaning to the conversation when you're on a listing appointment. And when I say, let's be boots on the ground as soon as your home hits on the market, just using that word, let's be boots on the ground, means that we're doing this together, and I'm making them part of the process. And that's part of inspiring people, is to use language to make them part of the process. So when
you're creating that sense of partnership, Donna.
Absolutely. We're hand in hand on this. Let's both be boots on the ground. I'm also giving them a job when I'm saying that, yeah. Which means, hey, neither one of us is going to sit back and just wait for people to come. We're both going to be boots on the ground. So I may be giving them tasks also, and they're ready for that because I've already created a sense of cooperation, and that is part of inspiring people. So in NLP, we talk about framing things differently, which is like putting a different picture frame around things. And wording is a great opportunity to reframe what someone may believe and create a new picture for them with words. So one of the great studies that I read about was when participants were told of having a project that would have an 80% chance of success or another project having a 20% chance of failure, and they were asked to choose which one they wanted to work on. Now, understand that those are the same thing. Those are the same thing. But what the participants did was they chose the one with 80% chance of success. Right? Because that's more inspiring than working on a project that has 20% chance of failure. So it is how you frame things that makes a difference in people's minds. If you started real estate knowing you'd have an 80% chance of success, you would have picked that outcome versus a 20% chance of failure, right? Even though they're the same thing. So when you're not used to speaking in the language of inspiration, you can borrow from the best. You can study inspirational speeches. You can collect inspirational quotes. And I'm going to tell you now how I reframed some famous speech quotes into real estate. Are you ready? All right. And if you need me to reread any of these, just let me know. So the first one is from Steve Jobs. This is from a speech that he did. And one of my largest wishes is that we build Next from the heart. And the people that are thinking about coming to work for us or buying our products or who want to sell us things feel that, and we're doing this because we have a passion about it. We're doing this because we really care about the higher education process, not because we want to make a buck, not because, we just want to do it. to do it. So using that, I have reframed a statement for real estate. One of my largest wishes would be that we that you get to buy the home that makes your heart sing. And the people who are thinking about working with me, the people who are buying and selling homes with me, know that I have a passion for it. And I'm doing this because I really care about giving you the best service, not because I just want to make a buck, not because, and you know, I just want to do it to do it. So can you see how you can take a famous speaker's inspirational words and transform them to real estate? And does anybody need me to reread? You just tweak a few words. All right, let's do another one from Lee Iacocca. This is when he was trying to save Chrysler. Would we really be more competitive without the million-plus cars and trucks that Chrysler builds and sells every year? We explain to the government that we're really an amalgam of little guys. We're an assembly company. We have 11,000 suppliers and 4,000 dealers. All of these people are small businessmen, not fat cats. So I reframed this for the commission conversation. Would our economy be supported by real estate without the hundreds of homes sold every year? My company is really an amalgam of small business people, not fat cats. Every house I sell supports not only myself, but my assistants, my office, my broker, my staff, my builders, my copier salesmen, my advertisers, my photographers, my home stagers, my printers, my sign makers, my attorneys, my movers, and all of their families. We keep the economy moving, and that's what the selling fee does. Anyone need me to reread? So all I did was take Lee Iacocca's portion of his speech and reframed it for real estate.
Is anybody on the call having Donna cut out every now and then, or is it just me?
I am on a landline, so.
No, I think it's you. She's coming in loud and clear for me.
Okay. All right, because I'm missing little pieces every now and then, so it must be me.
Okay. I think it's you.
Okay.
All right. So what would it be like if you were on a listing appointment conversing about commission, and you took that commission conversation and you reframed it so that you're inspiring them with the way that their selling fee is going to support the economy? Does this make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great, great. And then I found a great quote that I didn't have to reframe, and it's really about moving people forward. If you have a client that is reluctant maybe to move on from their house, this is from author Ari Burke. In life, a person will come and go from many homes. We may leave a house, a town, a room, but that doesn't mean that these places leave us. And you can use these in email, or you can, this would be a great one to learn from the heart.
This is great for vacation homeowners who are really attached to memories and have a hard time letting go of the property because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let me read it again. In life, a person will come and go from many homes. We may leave a house, a town, a room, but that does not mean those places leave us. So I love that one, and we'll send out notes after this. So handling an objection. This one I pulled from a presidential speech. I'm not going to tell you which president because we're in such a – I don't want anybody's monkey mind to get fired up. So you can use this for almost any objection. And again, I pulled the language from a presidential speech. Any objection. I appreciate what you're saying. Our task is to understand what the market is saying and solve any challenges together. We both want to move in the same direction, towards a moment at the closing table where you are handed a check and you drive off into the sunset. Would you like to meet to discuss, or would you like to schedule a time to talk? So whenever we have the intention that we're moving people forward into the future, that creates an inspirational moment. What about this for a buyer interview? Let's say that you have a buyer in for a consultation, and you say to them, I want to make coming home the favorite part of your day. I love that one. Let's work together to find the right house because I want to make coming home the favorite part of your day. Here's one for investors. The effect of investing in real estate will impact your children, your children's children, and their children's future. So you see how describing things when you're moving people into the future can have a whole different impact than simply describing what's happening. When you're describing what is happening now, there is no movement to that. There's no impact of that on the client. When you're describing the future in a way that has meaning to them, now you have a moment where they can breathe. And that's very spacious. Use your standards of integrity to inspire. What inspires you the most? Well, get out your standards of integrity cards. What inspires us most are the qualities that we see in others, which are our qualities. Would it be okay to let people see and hear your standards of integrity? What if you wrote and spoke every conversation with your standards card nearby? And what if you looked for those qualities in your clients and acknowledged them? Anybody have their standards of integrity card handy? And
yep.
Would be willing to share what some of them are? Who said yep?
It's your trusty Donna Stott.
Okay, Donna.
Let somebody else do it.
All right. Who else has their standards of integrity? Or even just knows a few of them?
Yeah, I can tell you a few of mine. I don't have my card with me.
Okay.
It's Donna Lisa. So one of them is to be a great mom. One is to inspire others. And that's kind of vague, I know. I guess that's the only one. Those are the only ones I'm really thinking of, actually. Sorry,
okay.
Thought I'd think of more.
Okay, great. Anybody else have some that they want to share? Come on, some of you must remember at least a couple of them.
Here you go. Skilled in making people feel comfortable, accepted, and worthwhile.
Okay, comfortable, accepted, and worthwhile. Okay, anybody else got some?
Mine is professional, determined, devoted, composed, and conscientious.
Professional, determined, composed,
devoted, and conscientious.
Great. Great. Now, those are great. Those are real qualities. So,
I'd sure want a realtor with those qualities.
Oh my gosh, me too. Me too.
You're hired.
So, what if you were to take those? And who gave us those?
That was Christine Sparks.
Christine Sparks. So, Christine, what if you were to take those words and practice using those words in your conversations with people? What if you were to just drop the word determined in? You know, what if you were to drop the word professional in? What if you were to keep these words beside you whenever you're speaking or whenever you're talking to someone, and also acknowledge them for the fact that you may see that they're determined? And just said something like, I just want to say I am so thankful that you're determined to get your house sold no matter what. You know,
it certainly makes everything feel more like a team effort than one against the other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Or, you know, I really see how devoted you are to your family. When you can use the words that inspire you, you become inspiring. So if you are not used to speaking in inspiration, get out your standards of integrity. All right. Also, having a positive outlook on life is critical to inspiring others. You know, Debbie Downer can't really inspire others very well. So when you're always working on your positive outlook, you become inspiring. You start doing things that inspire others. Understand also that the person who sees the glass as half empty may be need to be eased into inspiration in small, sweet steps. Right? Because you're going to be pretty irritating to the person whose glass is half empty. Anybody have a seller who's just, yeah, I have a seller that everything that happens, you know, if she gets bad feedback, I get an email that says, oh, another bad day. So, you know, it's pretty hard to inspire her, so we have to take it in small steps. And, again, acknowledging someone like that is really the way to lead into inspiration, acknowledging that person for the qualities that you see in her or him that, you know, are congruent with your standards of integrity. Move people into the future with your words. So the way you do this is say things like, just imagine a year from now, you will both be sipping a cold drink right here on this porch celebrating how you got here. So simply using the phrase, just imagine a year from now, where you'll be at, allows them to see a vision that they may not be looking at when they're stuck in the details. Or as we look at this list of repairs on the home inspection, it's only a hill of beans compared to getting you to sunny Florida. Do you agree? So, again, you're using comparison to take them out of the muck, take them out of the details. As we look
love
at this
that
list,
one.
Okay, I'll read it again. As we look at this list of repairs on the home inspection, it's only a hill of beans compared to getting you to sunny Florida. Do you agree? Here's another one that moves people into the future. My crystal ball tells me that while this may be difficult for you short term, the long term effect will be worth it. And then the last thing is, tell a story to inspire. At a workshop in my office, we crafted the company story to use on listing appointments. So if you can't think of your own inspiring story, you know, use your office's story. So here's what we did during that workshop. In 2006, during one of the worst real estate markets in recent history, two brokers had a dream to create the most successful office in central PA based on family values. Starting with the idea that they would lease 5,000 square feet, they saw the space at 6375 Mercury Drive, fell in love with it, and leased almost 11,000 square feet with only four active agents to start. The financial and personal risk was huge. Today we have 69 top producing agents and have been the number one producing office in this market consistently for 2 years. Today we all aspire to live by our company vision. RE/MAX First Advantage mission statement. We are a professional, forward-thinking, family-oriented company with successful leadership based on integrity and customer service where everyone wins. And by the way, that mission statement was created during a workshop where the entire company looked at standards of integrity and came up with the qualities that they wanted to put in that mission statement. If you have not created something like that to inspire people when you're on a listing appointment, every single person that you meet with on a listing appointment wants to be part of a story that's compelling and inspirational. They don't want to know that you sold the most houses. They want to hear a story like this that brings meaning to the situation. Questions, comments? Aha moments, confusion. Anybody need me to reread anything?
This call was very inspiring.
It was great.
Yay.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, so the next time that you're just using static language with people, just consider the different ways that you could be inspiring. And truly, the simplest thing to do is go back to your standards of integrity. Simply seeing those standards in other people will help you be inspiring. Watch for inspiring quotes. Read inspiring speeches. And again, we'll send out the notes.
Well, and what you're pointing to there, Donna, is putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. It's hard to be inspiring when you're not finding ways to be inspired yourself.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very
so
true.
So watch those TED Talks. Read the inspiring quotes. Find ways to keep yourself uplifted and inspired. And then that inspiration is just going to flow out of you naturally.
Yep. And that being said, it is something to be present to all the time, because we forget that part of our success will come from inspiring other people. A big part. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for being on the call, and let's go out and inspire people.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks. Bye. Thank you.